Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Morning, everybody. How's it going?
Stymie.
Stymie and Guru with you on a Monday morning. Big
How
sports day. I feel okay. I feel okay. I'm getting ready for a couple games tonight.
All the way back from your illness?
Yeah.
A little sketchy.
Yeah, I think something's going around.
All right, I got
you. I'm fine.
Well, you may have a bug, but you got another one. I'm going to bug you today.
Why?
I'm just playing. I'm headed to the game tonight, 49er football, so I'm excited.
You got to be on cloud nine with your Cowboys, huh?
And no, not just
what
that.
What do you mean no?
I beat Spadoni. I scored 61 measly points in our fantasy league. He scored 60. Stafford came through for me. Playoffs still alive. Stocks on both cloud nine.
Yeah.
And that game was pretty cool coming back from 21-0.
Yeah, I watched it as I was dozing off in the afternoon. And wasn't a great day for the Niners yesterday. Like, everybody won.
But all they got to do is handle. You're right, but you're in the slot. Just handle your business.
Well, if they don't get it done tonight, then they do risk kind of falling out of this thing a little bit. But...
and if
Carolina Panthers in town tonight and 49ers can go to 8-4 though with a win.
And how about this, Donnie? We got to talk about Ice Cube Friday. The Warrior I went to that game, good Lord. And then Ayuk's comments, good Lord. But if Carolina wins the game tonight, Donnie, they go, forget wild card, they'll lead their division. So from an incentive standpoint, this is a mega game for them.
Yeah, we got the Carolina Panthers at Levi's tonight, and that's a 5:15 start. And fittingly, coming up in 15 minutes,
Joe.
We got Joe Buck. Joe Buck's going to join us. He's going to be on the call tonight with Troy Aikman, ESPN, Monday Night Football.
Have you talked to him before? I never have.
I don't think I have,
yeah, I'm
to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll have Joe Buck on the other side of the break at 10:20 to get us started. And the situation with Brandon Ayuk is just... It's pretty unbelievable. I don't know what to make of it, other than I don't think he wants to be here.
Well, I'll tell you this. Back, 14, 15 months ago, I was Team Ayuk. I wanted him to get the bread. He actually got more from the team than I wanted. Then we find out Kyle Shanahan and John, they thought they were going to trade him, and the old Kyle running upstairs or snatching the plug out the fax machine to stop the trade. But, Stoney, what could Brandon Ayuk be thinking to walk away from this money and then also, too, put your John Hancock on a contract after you tore your ACL, MCL, meniscus, you get the bag, You don't get a chance to live up to the bag. I just want to ask Brandon Steiny, who are you mad at? And now, this people won't like this in Ninerville, the biggest flex for the Niners is they are in a playoff position without one down from you. But, man, why would you want to be a distraction the way that I feel that he is? And he's not going to have any bearing on the game tonight. Steiny, there's a video floating around. I don't know if you saw it. He's shopping for ice, jewelry in the jewelry stores, buying chains, Brandon Ayuk,
okay,
spending bread. But you're about to walk away from 25 next year, 26 M's. What are you thinking about?
He's probably thinking about not wanting to be a 49er. I mean, that seems obvious. I don't know exactly why.
Then why sign the contract, partner?
Because he wanted the money.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
But now you're walking away from it.
Yeah, but I'm sure he got a ton of it in the last year. Right. I'm sure he got 20, 30 million right in the last year.
Well, he was in the mall spending some of it. I ain't hating.
But this is Kyle Shanahan addressed this situation on Saturday, and we're going to listen to some of it today. But this is basically what's going on with Brandon Ayuk.
I don't think that really matters. I think everyone might have a different opinion of that. I've known with the contract stuff that happened back in July. I knew it was going to be a while for him to come back. I was hoping to get him back around this time. And we've kind of been going about that, like coaching the team. I don't really deal much with injured players. I was told a few weeks ago he was getting closer. And we haven't made progress in that way so far. So from my standpoint, I'm just waiting for him to get back to practice.
All right, so if I understand this correctly, the 49ers back in July voided the 2026 guaranteed money.
That was $24.9 million he was due.
But they still want him to come back and play this year, which to me is obviously what makes this a really strange situation. And Brandon Ayuk, according to the original story from Mike Silver and Diana Russini, doesn't want the players' union to grieve the situation. They don't want to address it. He's like, just let it go. I'll be a free agent at the end of the year, and I can move on. But what a crazy change of events, Gil.
I don't want to speak for Kyle, and I know he's got a playoff position to coach for his team. And you got young Ricky Pearsall when he's healthy, and you talk about Brandon Ayuk, and we have all year about when that day does come, if it does come, Steiny in the Niner uniform. But he was your number one receiver. I'll just throw this to you. I'm shocked. I feel like he played the Niners, but he's playing himself more. And if you're the Niners, with everything that went down with what I just shared with you, that Kyle or the stories that came out for all the reporters from The Athletic that, you know, Kyle put a stop to the possible trade, do you feel stabbed in the back some, Steiny? Because now they got to go replace or replenish what he was supposed to be.
I mean, I don't think they were really. I mean, this is one of those things where can you miss what you never had?
Man.
I mean, he hasn't played. He played, what, 4 or 5 weeks last year? He hasn't played at all this year. A lot of people were already starting to speculate that he may not be able to get healthy this year to get back. So I don't think anybody was feeling like, I don't think anybody was feeling like Ayuk was coming back in the near future and going to be able to help this team immediately. It seemed like everybody had already been writing him off for the season.
Yeah. So and that was understandable with, you know, like I said, a torn ACL, MCL, and meniscus. Stoney, I understand. I love to gamble. Betting on yourself, but how, just from a Brandon Ayuk stand, how attractive are you going to be to somebody to where you can just say night-night to 26.9 million, 24.9 M's and the rest of that bad boy? Like, what is it about this that you don't want to be here?
I mean, I'm sure it has a lot to do with touches. I'm sure it has a lot to do with perceived respect. I'm sure it had to do with drafting Pearsall to some degree, maybe.
Man.
I mean, I'm sure there were a lot of different reasons for, you know, why it happened. Tell you what, let's take Doug in Berkeley right off the bat here because we got a guest on the other side and he wants to jump in on Ayuk. What's up, Doug? How you doing, man?
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
All right.
So I have three thoughts on this. Number one, we don't really know what's going on inside. You know, we were only speculating. So there's that. Number two, management is feeling like we paid this guy a lot of money. He's not that serious about it. We're not getting our money's worth. We're looking for a reason to, you know, kind of jettison the contract. And number three, and this is not just about Brandon Ayuk, it's about some athletes in all sports. I've been following sports for like decades. Some athletes honor the game, live up to their contracts, and some athletes get the bag, and then they're not quite as serious. And that's just the way it is. And so those three things to me, maybe one of them is more important than the other. I'm not singling out Brandon Ayuk, but you see it. You see it. And so that's what I think is going on here. And number one, we don't really know. So I'd be interested in your guys' thoughts.
Yeah,
thanks.
Appreciate the call, Doug. There's a lot of this that we don't know.
But we know the Niners, Steiny. This is like getting married, and what happens when you break it off right away? An annulment? You know, it's right away. Like, what happened in between him signing that contract and him getting healthy and healing to come back and be what they paid him to be? What did the Niners miss, or what pissed Brandon Ayuk off?
I don't know.
And what does that do to your receiver core moving forward if he doesn't sign it? Because I'm reading some the tea leaves like this could be salvaged, and you kind of mentioned in the green room maybe for this year. But is there still? I'm going Jim Carrey. Is there still a chance that somehow they could get past this, or? This is just a
I don't know how they get past it because next year's contract is the guaranteed money has been voided. Wow. So it's like it feels like he's not going to be on the team next year under any circumstances. And it almost feels like the 49ers are saying, well, okay, we'll see if we get him back this year at least. But
man,
I can't understand why he would play this year if he's not going to be on the team next year.
And not even showing up, it sounds like.
All right, Joe Buck coming up on the other side. He's got the call tonight on Monday Night Football on ESPN. That segment was sponsored by Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. Savor the season at the Inn at the Tides Winemaker Dinner Series. Join them Friday, December 5th with Ferrari Carano. Exceptional wines, gourmet cuisine, and coastal charm await. Reserve your table today at innatthetides.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.